reading from the Book of Wisdom. There is no God beside you whose care is for all people to whom you should prove that you have not judged unjustly. For your strength is the source of righteousness, and your sovereignty over all causes you to spare all. For you show your strength when people doubt the completeness of your power, and you rebuke any insolence over those who know it. Although you are sovereign in strength, you judge with mildness, and with great forbearance you govern us. For you have power to act whenever you choose. Through such works you have taught your people that the righteous must be kind. And you have filled your children with good hope, because you give repentance for sins. The word of the Lord. My full-time job, I am an elementary school music teacher, and at the end of every school year, students where I teach receive their passing card to the next grade, and they find out who will be their homeroom teacher for the next year, and inevitably, they're asking those who are older than them, oh, I have Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so. What is she like? Is he or she nice, hard, tough, give a lot of homework? And in this reading, we have the author of the Book of Wisdom answering those same kinds of questions about God. What is God like? Is he or she nice, hard, tough? And yes, we even find out that God does indeed give homework. The author of this reading is writing this description of God as he or she remembers and recounts God's mercy and care to the people of Israel during their Exodus. And in this reading, we're given a delightful blend of qualities of great transcendence and strength and gentle tenderness and kindness. But these qualities aren't put alongside one another as like a contrast, like sweet and sour cats and dogs. But Scripture tells us that God's strength is the source of righteousness. Her sovereignty over all is what causes God to spare all. These gentle qualities actually spring from those qualities of might. We read, there is no God beside you, our mother in God, whose care is for all people. Your strength is actually the source of your righteousness. And although you're sovereign and mighty over all, it is precisely because of this power and might it causes you to spare all. Like the elegant willow tree, the delicate filigree leaves and branches sprout from a solid, sturdy trunk. And if you're familiar at all with botany, under the ground, under this sturdy tree trunk, the strong, powerful tree trunk is supported by roots that spread and sprawl out and drizzle and fade away until they're nothing more than a thin, lacy thread. The mercy and gentleness of God are as connected to God's power and might as integrally as those delicate branches arc gracefully from the towering tree trunk, which is supported by those lacy, life-giving roots. That interplay between compassion and correction is seamless and ongoing and really without end. When I first read this reading as an experiment for my doctoral and preaching classes, I inserted the phrase, mothering God, at the very beginning, because it read, there's no God like you, O Lord. And so I said, there's no God like you, our mothering God, and I was just amazed at the journey where the scripture took me. I had this image of being wrapped utterly surrounded by broad, strong arms, but also by somebody who is not going to be putting up with any kind of attitude of mine either. Our reading paints this picture of a loving, mothering God who will enfold us in warm, tight embrace, comforting us in our fears and sorrows, while also protecting us from harm. And this reading also tells us that God rebukes any insolence, you know, like a mother who will come down and swiftly correct any kind of back talk from her child. But we have here a mothering God who is so gentle and tolerant with her children, who test their patience time and time again. Our God is as powerful as any flash of lightning or booming clap of thunder, and yet is as close to us as one eyelash is from another. And if we curl back this page of Scripture just so slightly, we read that you spare all things because they are yours, O God, and lover of souls. Lover of souls. Not just our bodies, but God loves our souls as well. God loves every spot and speck of us, down through every fleck and fragment of our souls. Through today's scripture, God tells us, I love you. I love you. Even that part that you think or that society tells you is just unlovable. I love you through and through. God loves us. And God will comfort us with strength and power when life is just scary or when we feel meek and small. And we can count on God to be there to correct us kindly and gently when we just mess up and get off track and get the answers to life's questions all wrong. And today's reading also gives us our one and only life's homework assignment, to be kind. That's what Scripture says. Be kind. That's simple. That's straightforward. And sometimes that's challenging. Be kind. The love and gentleness, tenderness and mercy that we experience from God, we need to show others. That's it. That's our homework. Unlike regular homework where students are sent off to complete it on their own, God actually comes with us as we go out to be kind. God, in a sense, spoon-feeds us the answers through immeasurable grace and mercy when we come to God's table to be spiritually fed, and also through countless offers of grace each day if our hearts are only open to receiving them. Psalm 85 says it so beautifully when the psalmist prays to knit our hearts to yours, O God. So let us be open and open our hearts so that God may indeed knit our hearts to God. So that if others do wonder, what is God like? They'll know. They'll get a glimpse through our lives, through both our words and our actions. Yes, indeed, there is no God like you, O God.